The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back on a Football Friday here on The Fan. It's Bish and JP hanging out. Going to dive into this matchup and want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. You know, we make the picks every week. Mm-hmm. EB's taking the lead now because he had Philly and I picked... I mean, he had Washington, and I picked Philly.
Yeah.
So I'm almost inclined. I know he's going to pick the Commanders this week, but I don't think I can go against my heart. You know, I've been thinking about this all week.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a close game. I was impressed by what Penix did in game one from everything that we saw. You know, the interception wasn't his fault. It looked like he's really strong on, like, the intermediate passes. And definitely it's a worry what the receivers are going to do against the secondary. Not that Lattimore played great, but I don't expect Lattimore to play.
Yeah.
So that means more Benjamin St. Juste and Noah I and those guys. And they've struggled all season. Although statistically against the pass, they're pretty good because the teams like to run against them.
Right.
It's definitely a tough matchup for the defense.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense gave up 33 points last week. So I don't have great confidence in the defense. I like that Jonathan Allen's coming back. But, man, it's hard not to have confidence in the Commanders' offense based on what you saw against the number one defense in the league. When you look at the Falcons' defense, mediocre.
Right.
That's what they are.
Got a couple
so
nice pieces in the
secondary. So I think Washington at home should be able to get the offense churning again. I think they're going to try and pound the football. Look, Brian Robinson coming off the two-fumble game. The running game outside of Jaden Daniels hasn't been that good of late. But I like Washington to win this game. Let's go 28-20.
Yeah, Penix is just an unknown. We just don't know what to expect from him. Yeah, he was solid to even very good, but that was against the Giants. Drew Lock threw a couple pick sixes, so the defense kind of did the work for him and held the Giants to 7 points. So he didn't have to do much in that game. I think Bijan Robinson's going to be a factor in this game. I certainly do.
He's similar to a Saquon Barkley. Very elusive.
Strong down low. Tough to bring down.
Can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a factor. And I do think that Lattimore being out, if he is out, in the secondary will hurt them. Because I think that the Falcons will take advantage of St. Juste if he's playing out there a lot. So I think that the Falcons will score some points. The Penix thing is just an unknown. It's a coin flip. But I think that the fact that Jaden Daniels at home has been so good. They've been a really good home team. I think aren't they 5-2 or 6-2 at home?
6-2 at home.
6-2 at home. So they've been a really good home team. So there's certainly a home field advantage. It's a Sunday night game. There won't be many Falcons fans there. The place will be crazy. The weather's going to be pretty warm for December, for late December. So that won't be a factor. And I think Brian Robinson's going to play a lot better. He's not going
to
fumble. He's not going to fumble twice. So I think that it could be a higher scoring game. So I'll take the Commanders 31-25, and so that would be a cover. But I think that Washington wins this and gets to the playoffs. If they don't win this game and they have to go to Dallas and win in Week 18, that's going to be very interesting. But I don't think that's going to be the case.
800-636-1067. Want to hear from Commanders fans. What's your vibe going into this game on Sunday night? Are you nervous? If you look at the ESPN matchup predictor, we usually like to check that out, ESPN Analytics. 60.2% chance that they win the game. So
it's not
60-40 is not bad.
I mean, it's not a huge number, but.
And you look at the numbers, they're favored by four and a half.
I also would like to throw out to the callers, are you worried? Now, it's a very small percentage. Are you worried that Washington could lose both of these last two games and then Atlanta obviously wins this week and wins next week and then Tampa wins both games? And then they miss the playoffs. Are you worried about that at all?
You got to be a true pessimist to be thinking that.
I know the percentages are small.
There's probably more people at the grasping scenario of
the division,
them winning out, getting to 12 wins, the Eagles losing out, and somehow claiming the NFC East division.
Man, that would
which
be
is
crazy.
A grasper.
Yeah.
Then you'd have a bye. Well, no, you wouldn't have a bye week, but you'd be the two seed.
You'd have. That would be a smaller percentage to me because I don't think the Eagles are going to lose to the Giants.
I don't know.
Even if they played Pickett, I don't care.
I just know on social media there are a lot of graspers out there.
Okay.
800-636-1067. Want to hear from Commanders fans? Play the music, Valdez. It is a Football Friday here on The Fan. Sunday night game. All eyeballs will be on this game. Jaden Daniels coming off the 5-touchdown game. Yeah, I can't see them losing. Let's go out to Arlington. Al, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
Hey,
we're doing great.
What's up, man? Thanks for calling.
You got it, guys. Listen, bottom line is all this praise for Penix. Are you kidding me? The Giants have given up on their coaches. They didn't give anything about being out there, so that I kind of dismissed that.
Okay.
And this rookie class, no doubt, this rookie class of quarterbacks has been good, but none of them started great in their first two games, including JD5. So let's not give this guy all the credit in the world that he's going to lead the Falcons to win. I agree on the other stuff. You can dissect this a million different ways. Our secondary worries me, for sure. Our defense worries me, for sure. We need to be led by our offense. We need to eliminate these red zone struggles, right? Like, we can't have these not scoring on our first couple drives or not even getting, you know, past the, you know, three downs, right? Like, this is the stuff that hopefully they will have figured out. And, you know, I have hope because I have been to the Browns game and the Eagles game, and I'm going this weekend, and they've never lost since I've been there this season. So let's go, boys.
All there right. You go. Bring another dub. By the way, we put this up as our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth. Love throughout the DMV. Early, like, mega confidence in the Commanders. 87%. Picking the Commanders, but we want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. Let's go out to Tim. Tim, you're on with the Junkies. What's going on?
Yeah, hi, good morning, and happy 25.
Yeah, you too.
I just want to say, you know, it's hard to prepare for a quarterback that you have not seen a whole lot on video.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Penix, I think, matches that situation. I would not count on Tampa Bay losing to end the season.
Right.
And I think Dallas would relish anything to knock us out of the playoffs. So if we need to win this game. This is a must-win, period.
Yeah.
You do not go into Dallas needing to beat Dallas. That's going to be bad news. I think the Commanders win the game, but they really need to buckle down and make sure that they get this game under control. You do not want to rely on a field goal to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
So Commanders win, and we go into Dallas not needing the win, but don't let Penix ruin the day. I would blitz the living heck out of him and make him beat you.
Yeah. I think that's what they're going to try to
do. Keep him on real quick.
Oh, sorry. I already hung up on him. Yep. You know, when we had Baldy on yesterday, see, you watch a lot more college football than me. So I obviously saw Penix play, and I always just figured Penix was a pocket passer. But Baldy talked about his athleticism.
Yeah. Now, he's had some injuries, had a bunch of injuries in college.
Yeah, he tore his ACL a couple times.
Yeah, so he's had injuries, which kind of affected that. But, yeah, he can run. I mean, he's an athlete, no doubt. But that caller sounded like he was a little concerned that if they do lose Sunday night to Atlanta, there's a chance they could lose in Dallas because it's a road game that you have to win. More, a lot of pressure there.
That'd be an epic collapse.
It would be an epic, be a crusher. It would be. But it's still an outside shot. So you got to take care of business on Sunday night.
800-636-1067. Let's go to Ali. Ali, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
What's going on, Junks? How we doing, man?
Hey, bro. Good. What's up?
Hey. So I think the Skins love to stress us out, right? So mm-hmm. It would make sense if we lost just to take it to the end. But I think we should win it. I actually love what the last caller said. I think we need to blitz a lot. If we, expect our quarterbacks to do their job, especially if Lattimore doesn't play, I don't think it ends too well for us. But if we're, bringing in the pressure, which I think we're absolutely capable of doing, I think the dub should be ours, man. I mean, Atlanta has some pretty strong receivers. If Drake plays, that's mm-hmm. – I mean, we all know that the guy is an absolute threat. He's a monster. Mooney, he's shifty, he's fast. I don't like the matchups with their receivers versus our D-backs, again, if Lattimore's not playing. But, if we go in there, we apply all the pressure in the world, and I think that that'll shake things up and should get us a win.
They're not that good a team. Look, they've won their last two to get them above 500.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
That was Kirk's last start. That was a dreadful game. You could tell they didn't trust Kirk anymore because I think he had like 16 pass attempts. I'd have to look up. But it was a low amount of pass attempts. They scored 15 points against the Raiders. Then they played the Giants. You do almost have to throw that out. That was Drew Lock throwing pick sixes.
True.
They're a very mediocre team.
True, but what if Penix makes them a little bit better than mediocre? That's the thing we don't know. Because you're judging them based on what Cousins did, and Cousins had his worst year
of his career. Especially of late. Because they did have a stretch where they were looking pretty good, and Kirk was looking pretty good.
I mean, what if they're
earlier
just
in the season?
Yeah, but what if they're just a much better team offensively with Penix? And that's it's tough to say because he's only made one start. And
look, they actually won 5 of 6 during a stretch.
Yep.
All right, but all the teams are losing teams except for Tampa,
and they swept Tampa.
They swept Tampa during that 6-game stretch. They beat Dallas. They beat Tampa. They lost to Seattle by 20.
Mm-hmm.
Beat Carolina. Beat Tampa and beat New Orleans.
Right.
So, it was earlier in the season. Then they went on that losing streak where they lost 4 in a row.
Well, they beat Philly, too. Remember that one?
Right. That's very early in the season.
But they went into Philly and won. But, Cousins had spiraled out of control, and they had to bench him. So, I don't think they do. I don't think that Penix makes them that much better offensively. I could be totally wrong, but they could take care of the ball more. They just could be more efficient. I'm not saying they're more explosive, but maybe they can score a little bit more points with Penix than they did with Cousins. It's a possibility.
Let's go out to Bethesda and talk to our pal Mark. Mark, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Hey guys. The sun is out today, thank God. It's depressing. I look at intangibles. I mean, if they win, they're in, and I think DQ will get them up for that. And they have enough talent and leadership on that team that they'll end up winning the game. And my question is is Penix a mutter? It's going to be sloppy on Sunday in the grass.
Yeah, it's
probably the bigger question is Bijan a mutter?
Yeah, I think Bijan's going to be a factor. I think they're going to give him the ball a bunch, but that's a good question because it's supposed to rain, so it might be a little sloppy. You're right, but it's going to be warmer. It's going to be mid 60s.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to the game anymore. Had I gone, I'd been inside anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if that's a factor. I don't know that it is a factor for this team. I'm curious to see if Jonathan Allen plays, if he starts, if he plays like 15 snaps, how it works.
Yeah.
I do think it could be a big addition. Now, they weren't playing good rush defense with John Allen in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a weakness all season long.
Yep.
Now, they played good in the second half, really for almost three quarters against Barkley after he ripped off the long one. But that also was a situation where all of a sudden Pickett's in the game. You don't have to worry about Jalen Hurts running.
Mm-hmm.
And the game plan, you could see. I mean, they talked about it on the broadcast. They changed the way that they were playing defense and really honed in on Saquon. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that in this game Maybe that's the approach they start with. Mm-hmm. But if Penix starts picking them apart a little bit, like, I'm impressed with Penix. Again, I haven't watched a ton of him, but with like the intermediate passing, man, the guy zips it in like on a down and out 15 yards down the field.
Got a really strong arm.
You know?
He's got a hose.
Yeah.
So it'll also be interesting to see what kind of factor he is in the, you know, getting out of the pocket and running, if he can get out there and scoot.
Right. I haven't seen as much of that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either, but it's a possibility.
800-636-1067. What do you think happens on Sunday night? Do the Commanders win their fourth in a row, get to 11, and clinch a playoff spot? Are you nervous? Let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local. Business every day is game day. Business is always moving. Up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.